Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, OKCWest.com, or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
Well, cattle futures do not look healthy after the past few days, and especially since June and August contracts closed below support of the 20-day moving average. Traders have not found a reason to step back into the market. Box beef, though, is mixed, providing some cause for concern. It's unclear what bids and offers will be posted for cash, but these should surface sometime today. Feedlots are a bit unnerved by the substantial decline of futures after the strong increase of cash last week. Hog futures moved on both sides of unchanged yesterday, uncertain of which direction it should take. Futures could not muster enough buying interest to regain what was lost on Monday. Higher cash and a strong increase of cutouts yesterday provided support to keep further liquidation at bay. The trend remains up, but the market may have a difficult time moving back to making new highs again during the rest of the week. July Kansas City wheat is trading up 7.5 cents early today, even as beneficial showers fall over Oklahoma. The 7-day forecast is mostly dry for the central U.S., but there are moderate rain amounts expected over much of the hard red winter wheat crop, including Kansas, Oklahoma, and eastern Texas. Spring wheat areas are once again facing a dry 7-day forecast after receiving some precipitation the past few days, and all wheat areas are expected to stay dry in the second week. May corn is trading up about 5.5 cents early today, working back toward its contract high with not much precipitation expected in the U.S. over the next couple of weeks. Wednesday morning's weather map shows snow in Wisconsin, rain in Oklahoma and Arkansas. The best chances for rain in the 7-day forecast are in the southwestern U.S. plains, including most of Kansas and across the Gulf states. May soybeans are up about 7 cents early today, attempting a second day higher after Monday's 21 cent sell-off with help from early gains in both soybean meal and bean oil. Even though U.S. soybean prices have held mostly sideways since the end of February, it's impressive that prices have not broken lower while China's purchases shifted to Brazil's record soybean harvest. We're going to check futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
April live cattle down 32 cents, 122.40. June down 117, 120.92. April feeder cattle down 205, 142.45. May's down 237, 147.32. May hogs up 52 cents, 104.92. Kansas City wheat, May is up 5 3/4 at 584 3/4. July's up 6 cents, 592 3/4. Chicago wheat, May up 1 3/4 at 629 3/4. July's up 2 1/4 at 633 1/2. May corn's up 11 cents at 580. July's up 10.5 at 566.5. May soybeans up 7.5 at 1389.5 cents. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.